to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, and as two Jewish men who love Yeshua, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, this week is especially important to us because as Jews, we were raised up in the tradition of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, being solemn and a time to atone for our sins and fast for 24 hours and really just be miserable.
Yeah, but Jeff, you know, for me, I was redeemed personally, as was my wife, on the Day of Atonement.
Hallelujah.
And why was that? Because Jewish people are so open spiritually around this time of the year. We just don't know how to get our sins forgiven. We want our sins forgiven. We know we sin. All of us sin and fall short of God's glory. That's not a revelation. We know that. But throwing rocks into a stream, that doesn't help.
Tashlik.
Banging on our chests.
And saying, oy, 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 oy,
and reciting our sins. That really doesn't help. Fasting, you know, you're hungry all day, but does that really help get rid of your sins? Nothing washes away our sins but the blood of Yeshua. And it was on the Day of Atonement that I heard that message preached and came to faith in Yeshua.
That's really significant, Ted, because I know your story, of course, and how this Gentile woman literally dragged you into a Messianic congregation. The only reason you went was because it was Yom Kippur.
That's right. And so, friends, let me just drop that seed. You know, tomorrow night is Yom Kippur, the beginning, and then Wednesday all day. If you know a Jewish person, you can bring them to a Messianic congregation. The seats are free. You can't just drop in on a normal synagogue on the Day of Atonement. The seats are all taken. They've been sold. The place is packed out. But a Messianic congregation, the seats are free. And if the place is worth its salt, they will be preaching the blood of Jesus.
They will. They'll be preaching the blood of Jesus. But see, again, it's instructive, Ted, that you were closed to the gospel. This Gentile woman had been hakmenachonic, banging the bell. She'd been hitting you, and you'd been, let me alone. But Yom Kippur, well, okay, for Yom Kippur.
I'll go with you to the synagogue.
Yeah, okay, well, to get you off my back.
Well, but there was something in me that wants to be in a synagogue on Yom Kippur.
The one time of the year.
Right.
The one time of the year, and you heard the truth of Messiah, and it shook you.
Well, it made sense that my sins could really be forgiven. I knew I sinned. I knew the punishment for sin was death. I knew I deserved death, and there were no more sacrifices of bulls. There were no more sacrifices of goats. Waving chickens around your head wasn't going to do it. Banging on your chest wasn't going to do it. Throwing rocks in the stream wasn't going to do it. But when it was presented that it's the blood that makes atonement for my soul, and Jesus' blood shed for my sins not only made atonement for the sins that I've committed, but the sins that are in my heart, my sin nature. Wow, that was revelation.
Yeah, foreign to the average Jewish mind, even though it's in the Hebrew Scriptures. But friends, what we want you to see is when God set up the feast of Yom Kippur, this Day of Atonement. We say feast, it's a feast before the Lord, but it's a day of fasting.
Yeah.
It's not a joyous time. When he set it up, he had Jesus in mind. He absolutely had Jesus in mind. Now watch this. It's the blood that makes atonement for the soul, Leviticus 17:11. That's why they had all those animal sacrifices. It's just so great. You say to a Jewish person, when was the last time you sacrificed an animal? They're going to say, well,
lot of them will be vegans or vegans, yeah, and say, ew, icky.
Yeah, other than those very ultra-Orthodox that swing the chicken around their head, most of them are going to say, well, we don't do that anymore, or that's Old Testament stuff, or, well, you know, and you just say to them, why? And the answer to why is they don't have to, because the blood of Jesus did it for you. We're going to get even more specific and show you scripture for scripture how this day of Yom Kippur points right to Jesus. Hallelujah. And you'll be equipped, if you keep listening, to witness to Jewish people at this most important time of the year. That's why Messianic Minutes exists.
And you can get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com. We're two Jewish guys. We love Jesus. Get in touch with us through the web, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.